WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a less cluttered, more peaceful mind. Ever feel like you're stuck in an endless loop of miscommunication? You know that feeling when you think you said something clearly, but your words get twisted into a knot, leaving everyone confused and frustrated? Well, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the superpower that can unlock stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Effective communication. Now, I'm not talking about becoming a telepathic ninja who reads minds, although wouldn't that be amazing? No, it's about crafting those conversations that leave everyone feeling heard, understood, and connected. Think of it as giving your relationships the ultimate upgrade. First things first, let's ditch the assumption that we automatically understand each other. Our brains are wired differently, we have unique experiences shaping our perspectives, and sometimes we just plain talk in different languages, literally. So, before you unleash a torrent of words, remember to ask questions. Tell me more about that. How do you feel about? These simple phrases can be your magic wands, transforming a potentially heated discussion into a genuine conversation. Secondly, let's talk active listening, the art of truly hearing what's being said, not just waiting for your turn to speak. It's like giving someone your undivided attention, nodding along even if you're thinking, wait, are they talking about cats or cars? And reflecting back what you've heard to make sure you're on the same page. Think of it as building a bridge between two minds instead of just throwing verbal grenades across a chasm. Now, I know sometimes our emotions can hijack the communication highway, turning our words into weapons. But before you launch into a fiery rant, take a moment to breathe. Literally. Take a deep breath in, hold it for a few seconds, and let it out slowly. This simple act can calm your nervous system and help you respond thoughtfully instead of reacting impulsively. It's like hitting the pause button on an overheated drama. Another super important tip is to use I statements instead of blaming others with you statements. Instead of saying, you always make me feel, try to feel, when. This shifts the focus from blame to your own experience and opens up a space for genuine understanding. It's like saying, hey, this is how I'm feeling, can you help me understand? And lastly, remember that communication isn't just about words. It's also about body language, tone of voice, and eye contact. Are your facial expressions conveying what you're truly feeling? Is your body language open and inviting? Or are you sending mixed signals with crossed arms and a furrowed brow? Paying attention to these non-verbal cues can make all the difference in how your message is received. Think of it like adding emojis to your spoken words. Speaking of relatable examples, picture this. You're having dinner with a friend, and they start venting about their stressful day at work. Instead of jumping into problem-solving mode, which might feel helpful but could actually make them feel unheard, try active listening. Ask questions like, tell me more about what happened, or how did that make you feel? By truly hearing their experience, you create a safe space for them to vent and connect with you on a deeper level. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to unlock the magic of effective communication in your relationships. Ask questions. Practice active listening. Take time to breathe before reacting. Use I statements and pay attention to those nonverbal cues. Remember, strong relationships are built on mutual understanding, respect, and genuine connection. And by mastering the art of communication, you can create those deeper bonds that truly enrich your life. Now go forth and communicate like a boss. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs a little communication boost. And if you have any thoughts or stories about your own communication breakthroughs or blunders, hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going, because together we can build a world where everyone feels heard and understood.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.